Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Jolene, 99.9 KISW.
You know, dear Rockaholics and Loud Local supporters, I could tell you a lot of things any given time, but I can tell you this much right here, right now. It is never dull around here. Never dull. Something I don't think I've ever said in the 10 plus years that I've been here at KISW. I'm bored. Tonight for Loud and Local, a lot of kick-ass things. I'm going to be joined by the majority of the amazing guys in Windowpane. They've got something very, very special and very near and dear to their hearts. And if you are a fan of the band, you're going to want to hang out because there's something really cool happening. Also going to play for you the band that will be joining us as local support for Pain in the Grass 2015, Aaron Jones and The Way. But to kick things off tonight for Loud and Local, I'm going to play you two in a row from BJ Shea's featured Loud and Local Band of the Week on Friday. The band is Success. Great, great Northwest American punk rock in its broadest terms, in its broadest strokes. Great band, hardworking band. They're out on the road right now on Tuesday. They released their new album titled Radio Recovery. I think you guys will really, really dig this band. Please go to the Loud and Local page at KISW.com to find out even more on Success. Once again, the name of their brand new album, which you can get right now on iTunes, if you're down, is called Radio Recovery. This song is called Nowhere Kids, one of two from BJ Shea's featured Loud and Local Band of the Week. Success, it is Loud and Local.
We were lost, nowhere to go. Here we
This is Loud and Local with Jolene. 99.9 KISW.
KISW, it is Loud Local 2, back-to-back from BJ Chase, featured Loud and Local Band of the Week on Friday. Success, if you are a fan of punk rock, and more importantly, great, great Northwest punk rock, please, please check out Success. They're on the road right now. You can find out even more. You can find out about their story as a band and how to go about getting their music and supporting the cause by going to the Loud and Local page at KISW.com. That song was called Head for the Hills. Prior to that, the song Nowhere Kids. Both of those songs can be found on their brand new album that just came out on Tuesday titled Radio Recovery. So many things I'm excited about tonight for Loud and Local, Success being one of them. Our friends in Windowpane being a big part of it tonight. I'm going to be joined by the majority. I think we're going to find a way to get all the guys from Windowpane here, even though one is in Maryland. We're going to do our best. But KISW's Pain in the Grass was announced last Monday. Pain in the Grass 2015 taking place Sunday, August 23rd. So we're like 127 or 47. I hate math. We're well over 100 days out from Pain in the Grass, August 23rd. Tickets are on sale now. It is on a Sunday. So that means you've got quite a while to figure out what you're going to do on Monday and how you're going to deal with that situation, because sometimes logistics, we can't always just have the shows be on Saturday. There's a lot of other variables that I don't want to bore you with. That being said, after Pain in the Grass that night, I'll be coming back here to do Loud and Local, and the guys from Metal Shop will be doing backflips because they will be able to be there and stay for the whole show, which of course includes Lamb of God and Slipknot and 3 Days Grace and Theory of a Dead Man, A Bullet for My Valentine, our Rosa Inn, Crowbot, and so much more. But our local support this year comes from Aaron Jones and The Way. And Aaron brings something really, really special, incredibly Northwest. They're working on the follow-up to their album, Dream, their new one with Barrett Martin of Screaming Trees and The Walking Papers fame. Right now, they just annihilated things at South by Southwest, so we're really, really excited to have those guys come back and open things up for Pain in the Grass 2015. If you were at the night number one for Men's Room Red Fest last summer, you know what it's all about. I'm really excited for you guys to see Aaron Jones and The Way. Perchance you've never heard them before. This is Fiend from the Devil's Hands. It is Loud and Local.
Just a young boy, I stuck my chest out like a man. I thought that I knew it all, but I didn't even understand. I found myself lost alone, afraid of my surroundings. Wishing that I was back home, and the devil never found me. I was feeding from the devil's hands, feeding from the devil's hands. Right now I'm so lost and scared. Can you forgive me? See, I know that I've done so wrong, but I ain't smiled away too long, no. And I was just a young boy, I stuck my chest out like a man. From the devil's hands, feeding from the devil's hands, feeding from the devil's hands. Yeah.
devil's hands. A'Ron Jones in the way, 99.9 KISW. It is loud and local. You could see A'Ron just tear things up and kick off Pain in the Grass 2015, happening Sunday, August 23rd at White River Amphitheater. Mm-hmm. Tickets are on sale now. You can go to KISWPainInTheGrass.com for all of your pain needs. There's everything but a woman there with stilettos and a whip to help you out. Or you could just go to LiveNation.com. Prior to that, two from BJ Shea's featured Loud and Local Band of the Week success. The song was called Head for the Hills, and I kicked off Loud and Local with the song Nowhere Kids. Their new album, Radio Recovery, is available now. If you are a fan of just great American punk rock, then you've got to check out those guys because they do a bang-up job. All right! I'm going to bring it full circle here. I was just talking about A'Ron Jones in the way, who's going to be joining us at Pain in the Grass 2015. The band that is in studio tonight for Loud and Local was part of Pain in the Grass 2013. I'm joined by the majority of Windowpane.
Mm-hmm.
Most of us.
I.e. everybody but Glenn. Gentlemen, why don't you go around the studio, introduce yourselves, and say what you do within the band.
I am Sean Morrison. I play drums.
I am Tony Abreu. I play guitar.
I am Mark Harris. I play with the bass.
The bass. We were just talking about the fact that... Okay, there's so much to cover, and I'm going to try and focus here just a little bit.
Squirrel.
You had been in Windowpane such a short amount of time before you guys played Pain in the Grass 2013 out at the Gorge when it was 2 days and there was like six local bands. It was quite the undertaking.
Yes, it was.
And then you guys went off and did like an uproar date. And when you look back at that, is it kind of a blur to you?
No, not really. When I talk to the guys, it's a blur to them. But
because there's always got to be somebody within the band that can remember what's going on, you know, or the person that does the majority of the driving.
I didn't do the driving. That's pretty much Mark and Glenn do the driving. But I was pretty focused on what was going on.
There was a lot of white wine involved.
Time, you know?
some white wine spritzers.
Yeah. Might have happened.
Just a little bit. Maybe some Sutter Home.
Get closer to the microphone. Hey. That blue thing is your friend.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can hear you better. Thank you so much. A special event that Loud and Local is proud to present that features Windowpane is going to be happening next Saturday night. It's a free event. Free. Those are words you just don't hear. A free event. A really, really special night. I'm going to take care of some business because we have to take care of some business because that's what we do. But then when we come back, I want to talk about the film. I want to talk about the performance. And then we're going to play nothing but Windowpane until midnight. So that's the deal. Windowpane fans, this is your night. Loud and Local continues next. Hang out. 99.9 KISW. It is Loud and Local. I mentioned this earlier when I kicked off the show that there's never been a dull night here at KISW. And that continues with the gentleman from Windowpane.
Shh.
Do you need a seatbelt?
No, I think I'm
yes,
good.
Yes, he does.
I need a chin strap.
Because we've got a few helmets in here, too.
He could use one of those as well.
There is no judgment. If there is something to fall over, I have fell over it around here, including my own feet multiple times. So I'll just let everybody guess what's going
on. See, if Tony would have handed me the beer, I wouldn't have had to fall to get it.
Right? It's the blame game. It's the blame game. Time.
It's always my fault. I'm the Capricorn. It's always my fault.
It's not your fault.
Time. I'm going to surprise you, Windowpane. What you didn't know is that I have a therapist waiting to come in right now.
Where are they?
I hope you paid him well.
That would mean I had money.
Intervention.
Speaking of therapy, there is a whole lot of that's in a new film, a rock documentary film, which is the Windowpane story. And Tony, give me the official title of it.
It's called There's No Such Thing as the Record Label Fairy, the story of Windowpane.
Now, this is a one-time only viewing of this film, and this has been years in the making. As far as this movie is concerned, because you guys came in and we taped some stuff close to a year ago, I think, or
yeah,
last
it was,
summer.
It was last summer, yeah.
For those
that long ago?
It was.
Yeah.
It's been 10 months.
It's been a minute.
Thing, yeah.
For those that don't know, Windowpane has been one of the hardest working bands in the Northwest music scene for essentially a decade. And this film, I haven't seen all of it. I've seen a good chunk of it. Just lays it all out there and lays out your story and your triumphs and your hard times and your struggle. And I cannot commend you guys enough for just having the cojones to just lay it out there and go, this is who we are. This is our story. Because it was an incredibly moving film. You know, I haven't seen the whole thing because I want some surprises next Saturday night. But it really tells the Windowpane story in such a moving way. And Saturday night at Studio 7, it's all ages. Yep. Correct me if I'm wrong on all this. Yep. I just want to repeat it so we can get as many bodies in there as possible. It will be a free showing of this film and then Windowpane's first live performance in 10 months.
That's correct. Yeah.
And you're going to be joined by some of your friends that play in bands like Queensryche and Mechanism and Van Epps. Who am I forgetting?
Crying Spell.
The Crying Spell, sorry.
Mothership.
Mothership, Clover Jane. Yeah.
So, like so many of your great friends.
Yeah.
This
yeah.
is going to be a really, 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 really special night. I'm going to make sure a number of my KISW family will be there as well. I will
That's
remind
great.
Them that alcohol will be served. You know how they work.
Bring the beard.
Yep.
but this,
there is a bar.
But this film is your story. And then it's a launching pad for a Kickstarter.
Yes, it is.
To fund
the new album. The reason why we haven't played for such a long time is we just really wanted to focus on all the new songs for the new album. And really, we started the writing for that like 2 years ago.
Yeah.
And we just really had to buckle down. You know, we've been really busy, which has been a great thing.
Yeah.
But there was a moment where we had to just cut that off and say, guys, we need to just focus on our craft, focus on writing the new album.
Mm-hmm.
And so we did. And actually, we've been through quite a bit since then. And it's all in there. It's all in there. I mean, we're really proud of this new set of songs and this new set of material and who we are as a band, the way we sound, the things we've done, and you can hear it all in there, you know. And we just can't wait to get this album out. And what a better way to do it than to tell our story?
That's it, you know. I mean, please, it's an all-ages free event at Studio 7 next Saturday night. All the details are up at KISW.com. All the info's up at windowpane.net. Thank you. Also, Windowpane on Facebook. KISW on Facebook has the information up there as well.
And it's free.
It's free!
Huh?
What is free? Nothing yes. is free! I believe even parking is free.
yeah.
Oh, my God.
If you can find it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You can find it around there. You can find it down there.
Soto.
That was a joke.
The band's story, and I don't want to make it sound like it's all gut-wrenching and hard, but life is hard, and to be committed to your craft and to be committed to your band to the level that you guys have been committed throughout the years is just so admirable. But the story behind the music with you guys, I mean, it's part of the reason all these years for Loud and Local, I'm like, I want everybody to talk. I want to hear your story. Because if you're a music fan, you're going to hear the music, but then hearing the band talk about their experiences puts it all together.
Yeah.
You know, and to get so much of this. Let's play a song, and then we'll come back and talk more about the free Windowpane show and film screening. There will be screaming as well.
I hope so.
This coming Saturday night at Studio 7, we're kicking things off with the song House of Cards from the Daybreak album. It is our buddies in Windowpane, 99.9 KISW. It is Loud and Local.
so heavy where I stand. The indecision builds within my twisted sense of self, and all I know is leading on, letting down, forgetting. Close your eyes, the image comes in clear. The easy day, the blurry year. This soft persuasion lends itself to subtle changes. Lies, love's gone cold. So we're getting lost, moving on, forgotten.
KI, it's W. It is loud and local. That would be Windowpane with the song House of Cards. Can we get a mic check? Can we get a mic check?
Check 1, 2.
Yeah,
check,
yeah.
One,
you're sounding good. You're sounding good, gentlemen. Let's like get into it there.
Mama.
Go around the studio and
testicles,
introduce yourself. yourself and say what you do within the band for those just joining us now for Loud and Local.
My name is Sean Morrison. I play drums.
My name's Tony Abreu, and I really don't have an English accent, but I'm doing one right now. I play guitar.
Yes, you.
My
do.
Name is
That's
Mark.
Where you're from, right?
I've got a big green thing in my face.
He plays bass guitar. Only 4 strings. 5. Sometimes.
I can't count to 5. But we love Jolene because she's the goddess of all that is good.
You know, if I think about all the years that I've done Loud and Local, I think you guys have been in studio for Loud and Local more than just about anybody else I can think of. Well, you're here, aren't you? You're here, aren't you?
That's probably because we've been able to stay together and not break up for the longest amount of time.
Exactly.
We are not the band du jour, and the band du jour is not actually a funny joke because for all the years Windowpane's been around this scene, we used to joke about the band du jour because, like, there were other bands who would come and rise to the top of the little scene and then disappear.
Mm-hmm.
And there's been many of them.
It's kind of hard to stick together.
It is.
It's incredibly hard.
There's
so much
stress.
That's such a big part of the film. 99.9 KISW, joined by the guys in Windowpane, this coming Saturday night at Studio 7. A very, very special free event that is also all ages, Bar with ID, that's going to be happening at Studio 7. Doors are at 7 o'clock. The movie itself starts at 8. And you're like, Jolene, this is Loud and Local. Why are you talking about a movie? Aha! 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 There is a special movie that Windowpane have made, and it's your story. It's who you guys are as a band going back 10 years and everything that has happened to you.
Well,
guys.
Actually, the start of the film starts with all of our very beginnings.
Like, right, when we were 12. when you guys were like first, you know, getting introduced to instruments, and so many different buddies of baby.
Yes, yes, we have all the baby pictures.
Sorry.
Mark has the youngest picture. I think he's
Mark's like, don't you say my age. Yeah. Don't you do it.
12.
But the story is from the beginning to now, and what you guys have went through, and the climbing of the mountain, and the perseverance, and everything that it takes, and at the very end, you go, hey, please be part of our Kickstarter for our new album.
Yeah.
Well, you climb the mountain, and then you get smacked down, and then you climb the mountain again, and you get smacked down.
I can't remember the name of that guy. The guy that pushes the big rock up the hill.
Oh. Atlas.
Oh, dude, that's a great metaphor.
Greek mythology.
And you're a drummer? And you're a drummer?
He also sings and plays guitar, so I guess that gives him an edge.
You know I haze you because I like you.
Oh,
shucks.
Put your pants back.
Sean. A little bit, Sean. Still got it.
Put your pants back on. Put your pants back on.
Hey.
But
you know I don't wear pants.
this is a pants-free studio. Why do you think we always have such a great atmosphere?
Careful.
Pants are optional. Put yours back on, Mark. But this film, and Tony, you were getting into this, that there's a limited amount of seats. So
get
there early if you would like a seat to watch it, because the film is about an hour and a half.
Yes, basically, to kind of explain the night, it's, doors are at 7. We're going to show the film at 8. It is a hour and a half long film. It's a full feature. And there will be 250 seats. And then everyone else will just have to stand. There's going to be a huge screen. And then once the film's done, we're going to pull the screen, pull the seats, and then we're going to play all the new stuff from the new album, which most of it
So this is what I didn't know, and I've seen a good chunk of this movie that you just did a great, great job on, and we'll get into that here in a second. But I didn't realize that you guys actually have these new songs already wrote.
They're finished, ready to go. We could hit the studio tomorrow. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Wow. So if word of mouth gets going, if this catches wave on the interwebs as it should, you guys have everything ready. To go. Like a seasoned band that knows what's up.
Say what?
We learned everything the hard way, but yes.
We're going.
That's really, really cool. So then you're going to do an hour-long set with all this new material.
We're going to play an hour of all of our new stuff. And then the second hour, we're going to be joined by all these other fantastic bands who are all a part of our film.
Yes.
They all took the time to sit down and talk about us, talk about the what they've gone through, or their insight on the industry these days.
Yeah.
Which, you know, and that's... that's a small part of the film as well, is basically
what's
the music industry is not what it used to
be. It's the general consensus.
People do not understand this. Yeah. You know, they do not know what bands these days, or for the past 15 years, have been up against.
Yeah.
They do not realize how much money is just not there.
Yeah, anymore. There's a beautiful redhead right across from us. That knows that.
Yeah, I mean, that's
she knows.
That's, you know, and it's just one of those. Those are the cards we have right now. That's just the way it is. So it's finding non-traditional ways to go about attaining your goal.
Yes,
the old model is non-existent.
Yes.
So you want to be at the forefront in discovering new ways to accomplish your goals as a band and getting your music and your message out there.
Yeah. Or just redefining the forefront.
And you have to find them.
Yeah.
You have to figure them out on your own. There is no map.
Yeah. Yeah. There is no record label fairy. I mean, and I'm not saying, I mean, even when I was watching the portions and for, you know, I got to watch and give approval and stuff like that. Even compared to a year ago, things seem to be a little bit better now. Because I was immediately going back and thinking about the music side and a lot of this stuff that never gets discussed on the air because it's the business side that you know, there's just fewer and fewer rock bands being signed, and with major labels, they're less of a priority because their budgets are so much smaller, and they're counting on the genres that they know deliver the money.
Produce.
You know, and I don't know, and I don't know how you guys feel about this, but I don't think you can point your finger at one specific thing. It's the whole kit and caboodle. Yeah. But you guys really bring everybody along for the ride, and I'm sure there's going to be a lot of people whose eyes will be opened a little bit, you know, that it's not just one thing. It's not just getting a record contract. It's not just having your music on the radio. It's not just having a financial backer that can give you a bunch of money, because
we all
know, you know, friends and all sorts of friends who have had that situation that it still didn't pan out. To take on your dream like this, it is not for the weak of heart. It's just broken bodies are just scattered to the left and right of you. Mm-hmm.
Our proof is in the pudding.
It really
is. And we got a lot of pudding.
Yeah. Well, oh my gosh. All right. Well, this is Loud and Local. Yeah, there's some heavy talk going on, no doubt about it. Jesus.
He loves the pudding.
Sorry.
He's frozen.
I'm dying over here. I'm joined by Mark, Sean, and Tony of Windowpane. Windowpane has a special event happening this coming Saturday night at Studio 7. It's a free event. They're going to be showing their film. It's the Windowpane story. There is no such thing as the record label fairy. I want to know the story behind that specific line when we come back after playing this next song. 99.9 KISW. It is Loud and Local. This is one of my favorites. And Mark, you said that we wanted to send this song out to somebody, right?
Oh, yes, ma'am.
It's about a certain place.
It's
a certain place, a certain time.
Certain place, a certain
number.
Great female, Jody Sober. Great friend of ours.
We all lived there, and my dad died there. And that's
Jolene, was one of the residents there as well. She's a good friend of ours, a total supporter of the entire local Seattle scene. She was at every single show that there.
Joey was
pretty
Jody
much
was so
every
sweet.
Was.
And, Jody Silver
and,
was.
And she passed. She passed about a year ago.
Was it? Yeah.
And way too soon.
Yeah, that was a big loss for the entire scene.
She really, because she was at every show.
She was passionate and super happy
and super supportive, and she never had a negative word for anybody.
No.
Which is really, really, really cool.
Yeah.
Good memories. 99.9 KISW. It is Loud and Local. This is Windowpane with the song, The Number 28.
Yeah.
It's The Rock. 9.9 KISW. It is loud and local. That would be Windowpane from the Daybreak album, the number 24. Not number 28.
Squirrel.
I'm a little distracted. Sorry. I'm just dealing with a text from a real sweet guy.
24 plus 4.
Thank you. More from Windowpane and the very special event that's coming up this Saturday night at Studio 7 as Loud and Local continues next. Hang out. 9.9 KISW. It is loud and local. Joined by the guys in Windowpane. Well, everybody except for Glenn, because Glenn is, where's Glenn at, guys?
He's in Cumberland. He's sleeping.
He's in Cumberland, Maryland. Yeah. Yeah. We called him.
Hometown.
And he was so groggy. He's like, man, if you guys got this, dude. You know, so it's cool. You know, Glenn's our usual talker. He's a much better speaker than the rest of us.
Oh, no way. Yeah. You guys are great. And I was like laughing and I was like, oh, this is our time to kind of be together without Glenn.
We can talk to the rest of the band.
That's what you do. You actually just tape up your lead singer and you know, give him a ball gagger.
That's actually where he is. It's an M&M.
Yeah. A little behind the scenes action. Loud and Local is proud to support a special event with Windowpane this coming Saturday night at Studio 7. It's a screening of your film, followed by the band's first performance in 10 months. And then there will be another performance after that where you invite all of your friends who have taken part of in this movie to jam up on stage. Let's talk a little bit more about the movie. Tony, what were some of the most challenging things to get done in the filming of this movie, like scenes and things to record?
Well, the first thing to do was basically to compile everything, right? To kind of gather everything, so to speak. So basically, I had to get a bunch of old VHS tapes, and some of them are large-scale VHS. Yeah. Some of them are the small ones that come out of little cameras, so I have to find a weird kind of thing so I'm able to put it into a thing and play it. And then basically burn all those to disk and then upload those into the actual computer so I can use them with a system, you know, that can actually make the film. And that took several months just in itself, plus actually filming different interviews and whatnot, and basically just compiling it. And then when I'm done with that, I have about 20 hours of stuff.
How do you edit that down to an hour
then
and a half?
You go through all of it.
This is your lives.
Yeah. You got to go through all of it and figure out how to make, you know, decades into an hour and a half.
Mm.
And then still fit in, you know, all the actual interviews and the stuff that actually pertains to the film.
And it's decades of four people.
Yeah. The first part, you know, Glenn and Mark have been with each other since childhood, but it's like Sean and I, basically, yeah. So it's three different stories, and then they finally converge, and then it gets to the story of basically what we've done and how we did it, and
how you're going to do it.
Yeah, exactly.
I have to interject at this point, Tony. Abreu is one of the most disciplined and...
I must agree. Yes.
...dedicated people that I've ever known in my life. Be it non-film, musically, whatever he does, he's so dedicated. And he's very disciplined.
And I stopped using the whip on myself a month ago.
Yeah. I had to take that away from him. But this guy actually just, whether it be songwriting or making a film, this guy throws himself at it.
Ah, well, thanks,
full-fledged,
brother.
Dude. And it's no joke. Like, yeah. He's full-on, full throttle all the time.
Always on.
That's got to be hard for you to, a little uncomfortable for you to hear, Tony, but it's the truth.
Yes, of course.
Yeah, you know, I mean, he looks a little red in the face.
Yeah. All right, we're going to play a song, and we'll get more from Windowpane here in just a bit. 99.9 KISW. It is Loud Local. We're going to go with Remains. Who was it that said they wanted Remains?
That was me.
Sean did.
All right, Sean, yep. This is for you. 99.9 KISW. It is Loud and Local with Windowpane.
Live!
Windowpane remains 99.9 KISW. It is Loud and Local. Thank you for tuning in. I'm joined by Mark, Sean, and Tony of Windowpane. KISW's Loud and Local presents Windowpane this coming Saturday night at Studio 7 for a free event. There will be a screening of a special Windowpane film, followed by the band's first performance in 10 months. And then after that, they will be joined by a number of kick-ass musicians from the local music scene and friends of Windowpane and bands you guys have played with numerous times throughout the years. Tony, my question for you, the story behind the music with the title of the film.
Well, the title is There's No Such Thing as a Record Label Fairy. And basically, the way that that came, over the years, there's been lots of newer bands who and fans who basically have said things such as, you guys are so great, or these guys are so great, how come they aren't famous? And it's people kind of have this certain perception of how it works, and our joke was basically, well, you can't just make a great CD and put it under the pillow and hope to get a record contract.
Yeah.
The record and deal will
you not can
fall out of the sky.
Yeah.
And there's it's not going to happen.
And there's so much more to it than most people think.
Yeah.
You know, most people think that, you know, you're going to play a club, you're going to get, you know, 300, 500, 1,200 people to a local show, and bam, there's going to be some guy in shark skin suit with a cigar, and he's going to say, hey, kid, I'm going to make you a star. You know, and that just doesn't happen, or it hasn't happened in, you know, the past 15, 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of what kind of sparked the whole thing, and that kind of speaks to the heart of our film and kind of what we've gone through over the years in dealing with it. And that's fine. It's just what we have to deal with these days. So we'll find another way up that mountain. But yeah, so that's just where it came from.
A really, really moving story. And it speaks to the character of you guys as a band. And because if you love something and you want to work at it, there are so many times where it's so much easier to just throw in the towel and to walk away. And we've seen, you know, businesses and friends and family and other bands, and it applies to so many
different
band
things. The band du
jour. Just combust, you know? And it doesn't mean that they're less, any lesser than anybody else, but it just takes so much work to hang in there and to fight for it. And you guys continue to fight, and you deserve all the best things that should be coming your way.
Yeah,
so
thank you.
Guys, we're out of time here, unfortunately. This went so fast. I'm really excited.
Sean, put on your pants.
To see the movie. You guys are so distracting. to see the movie on Saturday night, and to see you guys play on stage, because it's been a long, long time. So please
it's gonna be
go.
A fun night.
Please go to windowpane.net to find out more. Windowpane on Facebook, Windowpane on Twitter. You can find out more information on this event by going to the concert calendar at KISW.com. Any final thoughts, gentlemen?
Come to the show. It's free.
Yeah, well, it is a free show because our fans over the years have kept us going.
Number one.
They're the reason why we are able to keep going. They have been the reason why we have been able to keep going for so many years.
Yeah.
And finally, yeah, so we made this film. We want to tell this story, show everyone the new songs, and we wanted to be able to do something to where we wouldn't have to ask for a penny to do it.
Yeah.
So,
and Julian will be naked.
And okay, well, anybody who has seen us, if you like,
if it helps the cause,
rock and roll, come.
Yeah,
come
yeah.
Down.
I think it'll be a great, great night. And
no, it's going to be a lot of fun.
There's going to be so many of the people within the local music scene. They're like, yep. So I think this is going to be good for everybody. And then at the end of the day, it's going to get the word out to help fund the new Windowpane album.
Exactly. We cannot wait
to get on stage again. This is the longest we've been off stage, I think, since I was a kid.
Well,
and
we've
my
done
God,
a couple shows that were kind of incognito, but
yeah, we did a couple just kind of under the radar because we couldn't handle it anymore.
Yeah.
We basically needed our drug.
It's time to go.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I cannot wait to get back up there.
Yeah. It's just...
Punch the gas.
And hit it.
Hit it.
Yeah. Once again, Windowpane Saturday night at Studio 7. Special, special event. KISW.com. The concert calendar has all the information. We're going to wrap up Loud and Local tonight with the song Daybreak. We love you, Glenn. We're sorry you couldn't be here tonight. And we'll
love
see
you, Glenn.
Everybody Saturday night. This is Daybreak. Windowpane. Loud and Local. Good night.
Oh, Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARC machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. That seemed, I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.